When I was 10, something happened that affected me very much.
在讲后面这些人生的过程之前，我要讲在十岁的时候发生的事情，让我整个的生命有很大的影响。
My father died in a car accident.
那年我爸爸在车祸中过世。
So, my brother, my younger brother, and myself were suddenly without a father.
我弟弟和我忽然之间失去父亲。
And it was very hard for me to accept that the good God would allow for us to be without a father.
所以我实在不能够想象，不能够接受，这么良善的天父会让我没有父亲。
So since then, I was in a constant fight with God.
所以从那个时候开始，我就一直跟神中间是的征战，抵挡上帝的。
So I decided to not believe that God exists.
所以我决定我不相信有神存在。
To take this decision, I was helped by the school curriculum that encouraged us to not believe in God.
坚持我的想法，我发现在学校的教育也让我能够坚持没有神。
I liked very much biology and chemistry, physics, everything that has to do with science.
所以我很喜欢那些跟科学有关的课程，生物啦、化学啦、物理啊等等的这些课程。
And when I had questions about God, I asked my mom, and she didn't know how to answer.
我当我对神有疑问的时候，我跟我妈妈谈论，她不知道怎么回答。
Romanian people are very religious people.
罗马尼亚人都是非常虔诚、有愿意有宗教信仰的人。
And every A part of Romania has their own traditions.
罗马尼亚不同的地区都有自己的宗教传统。
And I started to ask myself, there is only one God. Why there are so many different traditions?
我心中开始产生一个问题：如果只有一个神，但是为什么在罗马尼亚不同的地区有这么多不同的宗教的传统？
So I was thinking, oh, what about the whole world? The whole world has so many religions and so many different traditions. How this is possible if there is only one God?
所以我就在想说，那如果扩展到全世界，有这么多的不同的地区，一定就有更多不同的宗教信仰、宗教传统。如果这个神怎么可能呢？
So I had many questions in my mind, and because I couldn't find books, and there was nobody to help me find answers, I was struggling with many, many questions.
所以我就希望能够找到答案，也没有一本书能够回答我这个问题。我的心中越来越多这样的问题在心里头，没有办法得到解答，但是我心中一直存在这些疑问，而且越来越多。
During high school, I had a very good teacher, chemistry teacher, and she became sick with cancer, and after a while she died.
在高中的时候有一个很好的化学老师，是一个女的，她得了癌症，像经过一段时间以后她就死了。
So also in my family, my father died, and my grandparents died, and this teacher died, and I was starting to ask myself, oh, death is so close to each one of us. What will happen with me? Where I will go when I die?
所以记得我的父亲在我很小的时候死了，然后我的祖父母死了，然后这个老师也死了。所以我心中的问题就是，如果我自己死了，我到哪里去？
Also, I started to have nightmares. Every week I had nightmares, like it was the end of the world, and I was trying to survive. And when I woke up, I was really scared.
同时我常常也做噩梦，噩梦之中我看到这个世界的结局，我觉得非常可怕，醒过来，我吓醒过来，我就越来越恐惧。
So this happened when I was in high school, and I was preparing to take the college exam, and it was very hard.
这是在高中的时候发生的。那个时候我也要准备进大学的考试，那个考试是很难的考试。
So also sometimes I found myself praying for help.
所以有的时候我发现我其实在心中在祷告，谁能够帮助我？
But I worked hard and I passed the exam and I started to study veterinarian medicine.
我很努力的考，终于考过了，而且考得不错。我考的是这个兽医的医药的课，的学科。
I forgot to tell you that meanwhile my mom got married again and I was having a stepfather and our relationship was very bad. I couldn't accept him and sometimes I really hated him.
So that's during high school years.
Yes. Yeah. High school.
同时忘记告诉你的，在高中的时候我的母亲再婚。我一直不能够接受我的继父，所以我跟他之间就一直中间是敌对状态，非常的非常的激烈。
But he was very good with me, and he didn't know how to approach me, and he had lots of patience.
但是他非常的好，他希望能够跟我建立关系，他很有耐心，对我非常的好。
So, I started college, and my second year, I realized that's very hard. My college was like for 6 years, and being a sophomore, already I realized that's a very hard major I chose.
在进大学二年级，那个要念六年才能念完，那是这个这样的医学方面的专科。那课业非常的难。
So when I had exams, before exams, I was praying to God to help me.
所以在考试前，我总是要祷告，求神帮助我。
But I didn't know if he's there or he listens to my prayers. I was not sure.
但是我不知道是不是神存在，我也不知道神是不是垂听我的祷告。
When I was in my third year, missionary from United States knocked at my dorm, at my door, and she came and shared the gospel with me and my roommate.
三年级的时候有一个从美国去罗马尼亚的宣教士拜访我们的这个宿舍，跟我们分享关于神的这个福音。
She didn't speak very well Romanian, but I could understand her.
她的罗马尼亚话不怎么样，但是我听懂了她讲什么。
So it was for the first time when somebody challenged me to do more research about who Jesus is.
所以这是第一次有人跟我正面的挑战，应当要仔细来查考到底耶稣基督是谁。
I also had a problem with the Bible. I didn't believe it's God's word.
我对圣经也有疑问，我不相信圣经就是神的话。
So after this lady came and challenged me to think about, I started to do more research.
当这位姐妹来跟我分享以后，我就决定我要做更深的查考。
Meanwhile, I was praying, God, if you really exist, and if Jesus is the one you say in your word he is, help me to believe.
所以在这个过程里头，我就发现我自己在问神，神啊，如果你真是真神的话，如果这个耶稣基督神，你是像圣经所说的这样，求你帮助我。
So I read lots of books about like history, the way the Bible was put it together, and I had to do lots of research and to help my mind believe, but my heart was already wanted to believe.
所以我做很多的资料的查考，是希望我的头脑思想能够让我自己说服。在其实，在我心里头，我已经开始有那个对神的那种信心。
So after all this research finished, I took the decision to pray and receive Jesus in my heart.
所以经过这样仔细的查考，我就开始在心中决定，我要祷告来相信耶稣基督。
And before receiving Jesus, I was a very moral person. I didn't like to go to disco. I didn't do very bad things.
其实，在没有接受耶稣基督以前，我的生活是非常非常的有规矩的，可以说是一个宗教性很强的人。我不到那种这个 disco 舞厅去跳舞，等等，做这些当时年轻人很愿意做的事。
But I realized my biggest problem was I was proud.
但是我知道最大的问题就是我里边的骄傲。
And also, I thought I don't need God in my life.
而且我认为我的人生中其实不需要上帝。
But in the end, I realized I cannot live my life without Him.
但是我 这样查考的结论就是，我的人生中间不能没有神。So
after I received Jesus in my life, I told him, "You need to help me be a testimony for you on my campus."
所以当我决定我接受信靠耶稣之后，我就跟神祷告说：“主耶稣，求你帮助我，让我可以在我的学校中间来为你做见证。”
So especially in front of my classmates and teachers.
特别是在我的同班同学和我的老师面前。
And if my first 3 years in college, I was a medium. Like I took good grade, a little lower grade, but my main purpose was to maintain my scholarship. After I received Jesus, my grades were like skyrocketing.
Good for you. 前面三年我的成绩单就是一般，还要比一般的还差。我的读书的目的就是维持我有奖学金，但是接受耶稣以后，我的成绩就直线上升。
So this was the first thing that I observed Jesus doing in my life.
这就是我发现、我观察、回想我这个神在我身上、耶稣基督在我生命里面做的事情。
Then he changed my attitude towards my stepfather.
然后他也改变我对我继父的态度。
I realized that my attitude towards him is not good. It's not how God wanted to be.
我发现我对他的态度是错误的，神不要我这样用这样的态度对待我的继父。
So when I went back home after my fourth year exams, and I pray that I can start a new relationship with my stepfather.
所以四年级这个期末考考完，我向神祷告说，回去我要跟我的继父来建立更好的关系。
And our relationship since then it has changed a lot. We are now very very close.
所以从那个时候到现在。 我跟我继父的关系就非常非常的近，非常非常的亲近。
Also, I had to change my attitude towards my mom that we didn't communicate very well before. I was more an introvert person, and after I became a believer, I became an extrovert.
Wow, that's a big change too.
Yeah.
我同时我对我母亲的关系也发生很大的变化。 在我接受主以前，我是一个很内向的一个女孩子，但是接受耶稣基督以后，上帝完全改变我，变成一个外向的人。
So if and I started to pray for my family because they also didn't know Jesus in a personal way.
所以我也开始为我所有的家人祷告，因为他们其实不是个人认识、亲自认识耶稣基督的。
So my mom, after 10 years, finally received Jesus in her life.
所以经过我的努力，向神有这样的心愿，十年以后，我的母亲也亲自认识了耶稣基督。
Being a believer and a student, I had priorities, and every time I was preparing for my exams, from 7 to 8 in the morning, few students we were meeting for prayer.
作为学生在学校里头，我也把我在神面前的优先次序给他摆清楚。每天早上我在七点到八点，我跟其他的同学在学校里头有祷告会。为我们在学校跟其他同学祷告。
We also prayed for our classmates and for our teachers and for the rest of the students on campus.
也为老师和其他在学校里的同学们祷告。
So when I was almost ready to graduate, I was challenged by my friends to think if I want to continue to share the gospel with college students full time as a missionary.
所以在我要在大学要毕业的时候，有朋友就给我发出这样的邀请挑战，说你愿不愿意继续在学校之中向同学来宣道，来做学校里向同学宣道的宣教士。
And I need to tell you that going to college was my dream, and I was the first in my family to go to college, and to graduate and have a good job was not only my dream but was my family dream.
我要告诉你，从年轻的时候开始，我的梦想。我的计划就是进入大学，能够有好的成绩，能够有好的工作。不但是我个人计划，也是我家人的梦想，希望我可以很优秀，而且出来有好的工作。
And also being poor for some part of my life, I didn't want to depend on people for money. I wanted to have my own job, to have lots of money, and to be able to help other people. I was thinking to help kids and old people, but yeah, with my own money.
从小在那样贫穷的背景长大，